everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Lindsay and I have something to say.
We do have something to say.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Boydston. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is my birthday.
Today is her birthday episode.
I am so proud of you.
Yes.
You're doing so. You're such a good friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy good birthday, Boydston.
Thank you.
On this day, how many years ago?
We don't need to say.
Don't ask.
Years ago, you were born.
I was born.
And we're glad that you were born.
Yes, we are.
Thank you. Thank you.
We would not have met if you were not born.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
Again, you're indefinitely welcome for me meeting you two together.
Meeting us together.
Thank you for meeting us.
Together.
Together.
And for birthing this podcast.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think it was my idea.
It was a group birth.
Ew. We birthed this together
in the same room at the same time.
That might have been one of the weirdest things you've ever said.
It was in a car. We birthed this together in a car.
It was a car birth.
A group car birth.
While we are driving to Atchison.
Oh.
It's true. That did happen.
Cute.
Yeah. See, it wasn't weird. It was true.
I think this metaphor has run its course.
Obviously, you don't know us that well.
No, we'll go for another 20 minutes, but we'll cut it out.
It's been a little messy over the years. No, it was a little messy at first.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, every podcast is.
But we have grown.
We really cinched things up since then.
Stitched it up. We had to nurse the podcast to health.
Yeah.
From our teeth.
No, I shouldn't have said nurse. I thought you would say nipple. That would be better than that word. I hate that word.
Teat?
I hate it. I hate it so much. I don't know why. It's one of those words. Like how some people with moist, it's one of those words with me.
You shouldn't have told me that.
No, you already know because I don't like the word copious because of you either.
You're welcome.
There are
copious teats.
You told her.
Disturbed by that.
Anyway, happy birthday to me. What's up?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. For your paranormal episode today, I decided we'd go to one of your favorite places in the world. Imaginary.
Oh.
Like, we're not actually going there. I didn't book you a flight.
Okay. Disappointing, but that's okay. Are we going to the other hemisphere?
We are.
Okay.
We're leaving the US of A.
You know, it's probably a good time.
It's a good time. We're going to go to Australia.
Ooh. I love Australia.
Down under.
Hypothetically.
I did that just for you.
It was so accurate. I feel like I'm there.
It's like I'm from there.
Mate.
Good day, mate.
There it is. That was beautiful. This is the most haunted house in Australia.
Ooh.
We're going to pretend like we're going to investigate. It's called the Monte Cristo Homestead.
Mm. Have you had a Monte Cristo sandwich?
No.
Does it have ham?
Yeah, it's like ham and...
And jam.
Jam, yeah. But ham and jam.
Deep fried. Deep fried ham and jam.
Absolutely not. I've not had that. Have
Does
you?
Does not sound good.
No, it's at Cheddar's. And I had a health teacher one time say that was his favorite sandwich, which sounds weird from a health teacher.
Sure does.
They have it at Cheddar's and I will not get it.
Why not?
I got it one time and I couldn't eat it.
So you ordered it and just didn't eat it?
Did you even try it?
I tried it, but I couldn't get past like the sweet and the savory, the ham and the jam. Deep fried.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried ham and jam.
Deep fried ham and jam. No, thanks. I have not had it.
Well,
maybe it originated from this house.
I don't know why. I actually was wondering why they called this house the Monte Cristo, because it was owned by the Crawley family. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you do when you have nice big houses. You can name them after things.
Okay. Sounds legit.
My house is just a house. One day, maybe.
You can name it if you want to.
You can name it the Monte Cristo Homestead. The Ham and Jam Homestead.
Deep fried. Deep fried ham and jam. What would yours be?
We'll come back to you.
She's got to think about that. All right. So, Christopher William Crawley was born in 1841. He was a farmer who bought two parcels of land in the town of Junee in New South Wales, Australia.
The Bigfoot Estate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Back to that. That makes sense.
That would be my house's name.
Okay. Do you have a house name?
Taylor's Lair.
Permission to change mine from Ham and Jam.
Deep fried Ham and Jam.
Permission not granted.
Oh, okay, no, fine. You got to keep it.
All right, fine. All right, so Christopher, he married Elizabeth Crawley, and they intended to build his family home on this land, but he had some financial struggles the first few years. So instead, they lived in a small little hut that was on the land. And then he finds out that the Great Southern Railway line is opening up through the town. And at this point, it's really like a village. It's a very, very small town. So he uses all of his money to buy a license to build a hotel right opposite to the railway station, which was a pretty good idea. He made a lot of money from that. He becomes super rich and becomes one of the founders of the town because the village grew from all of the trade that was coming in through this railway. And people would stay at his hotel. So finally, in 1885, he begins to build his house. Prior to this, they had moved to a small brick cottage, so they upgraded from the hut. But now, they need some more room because it's him, his wife, and their seven children.
And a lot of kids.
Tiny little cottage. So he demolished the hut on the property and turned the cottage into a big stable for the horses. And it's still there. You can still see it to this day. And it later became the servants' quarters as well. So the house itself is a two-story house that is built in the late Victorian style and was seen as a status symbol. He built it up on the hill. It overlooked the entire town. So it was like, look at me. This is my house.
It's a flex.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a ham and jam flex.
Deep fried ham and jam.
Ham and jam just rolls off the tongue more than deep fried ham and jam. It sounds like I'm saying, like, I keep wanting to say nope. Pam and Jim.
Bam!
From The Office.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam.
So, status symbol. That is the house, and it is still standing today. You can even go investigate it if you want.
I do want.
Start saving now.
All right. So, Christopher Crawley, he was a pretty nice guy, but he did not have an easy life. So, rumor is that he got two of his maids pregnant.
Scandal.
One of them committed suicide by jumping to her death from the balcony while she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. She died pretty instantly when she hit the stairs. And the second maid gave birth to a son named Harold. But Harold was hit by a coach on the property when he was a young boy. Like a horse and coach.
Hang on. This is gruesome, but how?
I mean, they do have pretty big wheels. But also, like, I feel like they move significantly slower than cars.
They could stop.
Yeah.
Maybe they're backing up and they didn't have the beep, beep, beep noises.
Do coaches back up with horses?
Horses can go backwards. I don't know.
I got questions.
I'm sorry. This is awful.
Harold.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Harold survived.
Oh, there you go.
I'm still sorry.
Because it was horses.
But he was disabled for the rest of his life from a traumatic brain injury. And he was kept locked up in the house in what they called like the coach's room. And they put him in chains. And he was there for 30 years.
Oh, Harold.
That's awful.
To the point that he would scream from the room incessantly. And kids, like it became like this legend around the village that there was a monster locked up there because they could just hear this kid then adult screaming for hours and hours a day. So eventually he was found after authorities found him chained to his mother's bed after she had passed away. But like I said, he'd been there for 30 years. So they took him to an asylum and he later died at the asylum. Christopher Crawley died in his home on December 14th, 1910 from heart failure and blood poisoning from, I want to say carbuncle, but I feel like that's the wrong word.
Carbuncle?
He had starched shirts, like from the collar, that led to an infection in his skin that got to his blood.
That could be a carbuncle.
Is it? So basically he died, blood poisoning, he was septic.
Carbuncle.
So really gross, but also like a really freak way of dying.
Some Cardi B's.
Some Cardi B's. Every episode. I cannot get away from this.
Was it WAP? Was it wet? On his neck?
It was on his neck, actually. Because people said it was from the starched collars. No. That he wore on his shirt. So all that to say, it was just a freak thing. That probably, you know, back then when they didn't have antibiotics as much, could have been easily fixed. So Elizabeth, his wife, locked herself inside the house after her husband's death and spent most of her time in the attic, where she built a small chapel for comfort. And she lived for 23 more years, but only left the house twice in those 23 years. She died at the age of 92 on August 12th, 1933, of a ruptured appendix.
Man, crappy way to go. I live all the way to 92 and you die from an appendix.
From an appendix, then she wouldn't leave the house. So the house remained in the Crawley family until 1948, until the last member of the family left, and the house was left empty for several years. Caretakers tried to look after the house at first, but it eventually fell to vandalism. All the furnishings were taken out and sold by looters, and the house was in a pretty bad state. It was eventually bought by Reginald and Olive Ryan in 1963. And they restored the house, and they even turned it into a museum for tours. They had a doll museum and a little gift shop.
Adorable.
Adorable. But they noticed pretty soon after they bought the place and were furnishing it that there was some weird stuff going on.
Ooh, tell me.
Their first clue that things were wrong was that their animals did not want to go inside the house.
Mm. Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah. Red flag immediately. Their cat and their dog went up to the house and immediately bolted. And they said they actually never saw their cat again. Like, their cat was serious. Like, I'm gone.
What kind of birthday episode is this?
The cat's fine. It thrived. Just ran to another home. It ran to another home. It said, I'm not staying here.
We assume.
Yeah. Not like their cat died. Like their cat left their family entirely. So one night they went out and they came home. And as they were driving, like, it's kind of got like a huge path up to the house. As they're driving up to the hill of that where the house is, they noticed all the lights were on. And they were like, that's weird. We kept them off. When they get to the house, they open the front door and the lights are all off. And also they said they had not had time to fix electricity in the house, so they should not have been on, period.
Spooky.
But there is rumored to be at least 10 ghosts who haunt this place.
That's a good number.
One of these ghosts does not like animals, which is why they think their dogs and their cat ran away.
Well, I don't like the ghost.
One night they came home and they found that all of their chickens had been strangled to death.
Choked.
If you make a joke about that.
Choked to death.
Their parrot was choked in its cage.
Oh my god. How do you say that laughing?
Because you're talking about choking the chicken.
Choking the chicken, yeah.
And then I said, well, the parrot was choked.
Oh.
That's why I was laughing, because I had to say choked. All right.
It actually was.
Poison, plug your ears. It's not the dog, but a litter of kittens that they had were all killed as well. So they said one of these spirits is one who hates animals. They attribute all of the animal deaths to that one. But there are some friendly spirits as well, like Christopher Crawley. He is there. His ghost haunts the room in which he died, and it's said that he is a very nice spirit, and he's just hanging around. His wife also haunts the house, but she is more mean. They call her a judgmental spirit. If you're not acting right, she will not be happy with you. And if she doesn't like you, she tries to scare you.
Okay, well, now confirmed, we should go. Because we will not act right.
We will not act right. Like, and they meant, like, acting right, like, proper manners and stuff like that.
Oh, can't for sure. It's not happening. I will walk in there. I'll put my feet on the furniture.
I'm going to use the wrong fork.
I will use the wrong fork.
I'm going to burp.
Salad tongs? No.
I thought for sure one of you would say fart, but neither. I thought you were going to say I would walk in there and fart.
Well, I'm not a gassy person, but one of us could. I'll play fart sounds on my phone.
Oh, okay. Like lift your leg, pretend.
Yeah.
We're going to cuss, and I don't think that that would be polite.
It's not very proper.
I'll spit into a cup, not on the floor.
You're going to spit?
No, into a cup.
Not on the floor.
It's like challenge accepted. I will be the rudest person possible.
I will.
All right.
I'll use derogatory language.
She's going to try to scare you. She's going to be mad at you.
I hope she does.
All right. The maid who jumped from the balcony, remember her? So there is a bleach stain on the stairs that you can still see to this day where they tried to remove the blood stain. And she haunts the veranda, walking up and down.
That's sad.
Harold, the child who, as an adult, was chained in one room, he haunts the grounds as well, even though he did not die on the property. But they said you will hear his chains rattling when he comes close.
Poor Harold. Sounds
terrifying. Hearing chains would be...
scary.
A terrifying thing.
Maybe
to
it's
hear.
The that lady no. scaring people.
Chains wouldn't be terrifying for you?
No, they're chains.
If you heard them?
No.
It reminds me of like a Christmas story when that one spirit has the chains around him. All right, well, Boyson's not scared of anything.
I'm not scared of chains.
Chains making noises if nobody's making them move? That would be creepy.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're like, ooh, chains.
Oh. I'm just going to spit in this cup. See if I can get
that. Tattoo. My spittoon.
Spittoon. The coach house is haunted by a stable boy named Morris. One day, he was not feeling well and was staying in bed, not working, and his master did not like this, so he lit his straw mattress on fire, thinking he would just jump up and get to work. But Morris was really sick, and he couldn't get out of bed, and he died in his bed.
Oh, goodness.
People report hearing his screams coming from the coach house.
I hope that guy feels like an asshole.
Why couldn't he just pull him out of the mattress?
Is that a motivation? I'm going to light your bed on fire.
I mean, that would get me out of bed.
Yeah.
But if I'm really sick...
It was a real dick move. That was.
It was a dick move. Come an on. Asshole.
It was.
I'm going to spittoon on him.
Spittoon on you!
All right, Crawley's infant granddaughter, Ethel. She died in 1917 after a nursemaid dropped her on the stairs. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
But hold on. The nursemaid reported that she was pushed by an unseen force while she was on the stairs, but nobody believed her back then. But now people say they report feeling pushed on their backs when they are on the stairs. They report feeling icy cold spots, and children have been noticed to become more upset and irritable when they get close to that area. Others have reported feeling a small cold hand holding theirs as they're going up and down the stairs.
Do you think it's the maid hanging out on the stairs?
People don't know if it's the maid or if it's the granddaughter Ethel, because they're like, I feel a child's hand. And then children.
Pushes people?
No. Not the infant pushing people.
The infant's hand?
She floats down the stairs.
The nursemaid said that she felt pushed by an unseen force back then, so something else must be haunting the stairs.
Okay.
But people thought she just dropped it, but she said, no, like, I felt something push me, and the child, like, flew out of her arms. Who knows? Jack Simpson was a caretaker for the home, and he was shot to death on the property in 1960, and he was standing on the front porch. The man who shot him had apparently watched the movie Psycho repeatedly before he arrived to the house, and he shot Jack, and then he carved "Die, Jack, ha ha," into the shed door, which you can still see to this day.
What was his personal vendetta against Jack?
What did Jack do?
God. No idea. But people say that Jack haunts this property as well.
I would too.
Be pissed.
Do anything.
Do anything.
Why'd you shoot me?
Die, Jack.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. He carved the ha ha into the shed door. People report overall feeling nauseous and overwhelming sense of sadness when they are in the home. Lights go off and on by themselves. People hear disembodied whispers. Mists and orbs have been photographed around the house and the property. And I didn't mention this earlier, but the Ryan family who bought the house while they were renovating it, they had children, obviously, who were also in the house, and they reported seeing, like, a man's face in the second story window at nights. Mm. They also reported feelings of, like, they felt like a hand on their shoulder when they were alone in the house, and they would turn around and nobody was there. And they would hear footsteps.
That's awful.
That is the story of the Monte Cristo homestead.
Well,
the deep fried ham and jam.
Deep fried ham and jam house.
Monte Cristo household. What was the rest of it?
Monte Cristo homestead.
Monte Cristo homestead.
Homestead. Home on.
Yes.
The homestead.
Weird. Ham and your jam are deep fried.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you for taking me to haunted Australia.
You are welcome.
It's one of my favorite places in the world that I've never been.
You're going to have to go there someday.
One of these days.
Yeah.
We'll have to start a fundraiser.
It can happen.
Manifest it and play the lottery.
Manifest the lottery.
Well, thanks, guys, so much for tuning in this week to our paranormal episode. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, guys, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.